This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. After the first confirmed polio case in 25 years, a massive vaccination effort began last week, targeting at least 90% of children under 10, aided by localized humanitarian pauses and fighting. Speaking remotely from Gaza to a news briefing at WHO headquarters Thursday, the agency's representative for the Palestinian territories, Riek Pieperkorn.
We reached an enormous amount of children in this short time. And I think we are confident that we probably reach the target. What we want to reach, 90% plus of our target, and then repeat it 4 weeks later.
Disease has spread, with Gaza lying in ruins and the majority of its 2.4 million residents forced to flee their homes due to Israel's military assault. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up a visit to Europe and Poland on Thursday by taking aim at Russia. Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski accused Russia of orchestrating a campaign of arson, sabotage, cyber attacks, and orchestrating a migrant crisis on its eastern border.
We, of course, reserve the right to protect our territory and our citizens. And I can tell you that another arson hurts a Polish citizen, Poland will take bilateral countermeasures that the Russian Federation will notice.
Blinken said NATO allies were collaborating to impose consequences on Russia.
People in Hanoi wade through floodwaters in the wake of Typhoon Yagi, which swept through Vietnam.
Apologies. He also praised Poland for its progress in transitioning away from Russian energy since the war began. For more news and expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Vietnam's death toll has continued to climb to 197 as Super Typhoon Yagi's aftermath brings flash floods and landslides. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People in Hanoi wade through floodwaters in the wake of Typhoon Yagi, which swept through Vietnam over the weekend. The country continues to suffer the consequences of the typhoon that hit the north with rain and gusts of wind. The flooding, unprecedented in decades, has reached the country's main city, where the Red River forced the evacuation of hundreds of people. According to Mai Van Kiam, director of the National Meteorological Forecasting Center, the river's reached its highest level since 2004. Nearly 200 people have died in Vietnam in the aftermath of the typhoon, and over 120 are missing as flash floods and landslides take their toll. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Australia said it will penalize internet platforms up to 5% of their global revenue for failing to prevent the spread of misinformation online as a global push to rein in borderless tech giants gains momentum. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Doing nothing to protect Australians from seriously harmful mis and disinformation online is simply not an option.
Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says it positions Australia at the forefront of tackling a growing international problem.
This bill ensures that digital platforms are accountable for combating mis and disinformation on their services.
It's part of a worldwide push to rein in borderless tech giants, which has angered free speech advocates. Canberra wants to make tech platforms set code of conducts to be approved by a regulator. The legislation, introduced on Thursday, targets false content that hurts election integrity or public health.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. Military officials in South Korea and Japan say North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles Thursday from its capital, Pyongyang. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
That flight distance suggests that the missiles were designed to attack targets in South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to boost efforts to make his nuclear force ready for combat with the U.S. and its allies. Kim has made similar vows in the past, but his latest threats comes as outside experts believe that North Korea could carry out a nuclear explosion or long-range missile test ahead of the U.S. presidential election in November to boost its leverage in future dealings with the U.S. Recent images of Kim inspecting what could be its biggest missile launch platform sparked speculation that the North could be developing a more powerful intercontinental ballistic missile designed to strike the U.S. mainland. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.